Blog Talk Radio.
If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right. Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Hey, everybody. It's time for the 8th episode of Liberty's Voice with your host. I am your host with the most, Matty B, Matt Boland. And it is September 12th, 2016. And we're here on Blog Talk Radio. It's about 7:30. We've got a 45-minute show for you tonight. Going to start doing these shows regularly again. Had a little hiatus over the summer. But we're back, and we're going to start talking politics pretty much every week again. Or maybe twice a week. We'll see. But anyway, in this episode, we'll talk about some election news. And also the little health scare for Hillary Clinton going on right now. We'll talk this date in history, election news, and a little rant and discussion a little bit later. And the phone number to call if you want to talk to me is 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. I'm also in chat on Facebook. Just look me up at Matt Boland. Matt Boland, M-A-T-T-B-O-L-A-N-D, on Facebook. And so, let's kick it off. Let's kick off some of the political discussion tonight.
Let me talk to you.
Okay. We'll start off talking about the little health scare from yesterday. A little health scare for Hillary Clinton. The New York Democrat, running for president, of course, left the 9/11 ceremony in New York City early. Apparently, she was collapsing. She fell down, had a little health attack, and so she has been diagnosed with pneumonia. And according to some of the reports I hear on CNN and Fox News more prominently, that strain of pneumonia that she has, that she's taking antibiotics and everything for, it may be contagious. So she has possibly endangered some of the health of others. So, and definitely, I think the political campaigns, especially those for president, can definitely wear on you. I know I've been a volunteer for some political campaigns around here, and even that can wear you out. The apparent question here, the issue is Hillary's health in question? Predictably, she says she's feeling great. She says she's, quote, feeling great. And I've got no problem. There's no health problem for me. I'm healthy. But on that, I think, well, if she's not healthy, well, she's spinning it like she is healthy. She's feeling great. But if she's not, well, that's another reason not to vote for her, I'd say. Because she doesn't apparently have the health that's necessary to be president. She's not fit for the presidency, health-wise. And, of course, I don't think she's fit for the presidency anyway.
Dummy! Yeah!
But, health-wise, she's having some problems. And how would you spin that if you're a Democrat, if you're a liberal Democrat? How could you possibly spin that kind of story? Well, I'd say there's not much of a way to spin that, in my opinion. It's either she had a legitimate health scare, which appears to be the case, and she's not feeling well, or it was a planned political stunt, or something like that, to get her out of the 9/11 ceremony early, which I wouldn't put past her. But apparently, all signs point toward she's not healthy, and either way, it's bad news for the Democratic Party, in my opinion. But that's the rant on Hillary Clinton, basically, for right now. And we will go into some election news next. Let me just... inviting some friends on Facebook. As you know, I'm not that great with multitasking, we're doing this. And if you want to call up and talk to me, of course, about any political issue, it's 646-668-8944, 646-668-8944. We'll be here for the next 37 minutes or so. So.
Sit down, shut up, and take notes.
Bit of news here. We've got some news from Election 2016, the ongoing campaign. Little election theme music for you there. So Election 2016, the latest news in this election, other than the old Clinton health scare that we just had. Let me tell you about some of the big news this week in the election. Well, in I think 45, 46 states, the Libertarian Party has now achieved ballot access, including the state of Connecticut, where I'm from. Libertarian Gary Johnson is now on the presidential ballot here in Connecticut, with his running mate, William Weld, former governor of Massachusetts. And so, the Libertarians have achieved ballot access in most states now. I'm not sure if they can get to 50 states, but we'll see. And let's take a look at some of the current polls. Current no toss-up polls. According to RealClearPolitics.com, let's see if I can hit somebody up here for some. Oh, he's not on. But anyway, right in the middle of that, I stopped. But according to RealClearPolitics.com, the current no toss-up polls have Clinton and Kane at 311. Trump and Pence at 227. So even right now, it would be a landslide victory for Hillary Clinton, or the woman I call the Wicked Witch of the East. And about that, about the polls here, here are some of the key states right now. Polls from key, latest polls from some of the key states. Now, the state of Ohio is usually a bellwether state for the Republican Party. It carries 18 electoral votes. At the moment, Hillary Clinton is in front of Trump in Ohio by 2.5%. A very close race in Florida, of course. 29 electoral votes there. Donald Trump up by 0.1%. Very, very close. Need some activists down in Florida. We need to get out the vote, the Republican Party does. In the state of Michigan, which carries 16 electoral votes, Clinton is up 5.6%. The Midwestern state of Iowa, which I think might go Democratic this year, 6 electoral votes there, and Donald Trump up 0.8%. And then you have Nevada, over in Nevada, which carries 6 electoral votes. It looks like Clinton is up by 1.5%. But within the margin of error, for both Florida and Iowa, Trump leading by 0.1% in Florida and 0.8% in Iowa. Now, a state where the gap is not too close right now is my home state of Connecticut. And unfortunately, it seems that it's pretty much at least leaning toward the Democrats, as Clinton leads the race here, leading Trump by 9.3%. It would be nice if we could get that down a little, but in a blue state like Connecticut, good luck with that. But here's some possible states where the Libertarian, Gary Johnson, with William Weld, could do well. And this is according to 270towin.com, the website 270towin.com. In the state of Nevada, it's possible that Johnson could take that state for 6 electoral votes, snatch it away from Hillary Clinton. And in another currently Democratic state, the state of Colorado, which has 9 electoral votes up for grabs, Johnson could do well there and possibly take that from Clinton. But also I wanted to say here in the state of Connecticut, where Clinton is leading by 9.3%. We have, I believe, 6 electoral votes in the state of Connecticut. It looks like at the moment they're going to go for Clinton. But possible Gary Johnson states for the Libertarian, Nevada and Colorado, according to 270towin.com. And if Johnson were to take those states, then here's your electoral vote count. Clinton and Kane, 296. Then you have Trump and Pence with 227, and Johnson and Weld with 15. So Clinton would still be elected president, but according to 270towin.com, the margin would be a little bit less. So I'm hoping Johnson can surge here and maybe take a state or two, maybe another, or maybe two or three. I'm hoping something like that happens. But every electoral vote, I think we can that the Libertarians can snatch away from Hillary Clinton is a good thing, because I don't know what would happen if it possibly, if there was no majority of 270, if nobody achieved that, and it popped and it went to the House of Representatives, but I think we have a good chance there, in fact, the Republican Party. But we'll have to see what happens with that. And so that's your election update. And let me hit that sound again if I can. That's your election update. December 12th, 2015. The election is still in front, but the gap seems to be narrowing just a little bit. And hopefully it'll narrow a little bit more. And now with about 29 minutes left, and I think somebody may have gotten to me on Facebook here, but no. But if you want to talk to me, it's Matt Boland on Facebook. And the number to call here, 646-668-8944, 646-668-8944. We are live for the next 28 minutes or so. And then, of course, we'll put it in the archives, the archived version of the show, and you can catch it there. If you would like, if you are so inclined. And our next feature on this, the September 12th, 2016 episode of Liberty's Voice is, where's the sound? Somewhere around here. I thought. I don't have it after all. Anyway, it's This Week in History. Here are some historical events, from this date in history, September 12th. Here's what was happening. Back in 1944, we have the birth of legendary R&B artist Barry White. Don't ask me to do my Barry White impression here. I can't do that right now. But that was 1944, September 12th, 1944. On September 12th, 1977, South African black leader, a black activist named Stephen Biko, he died in South African police custody, had a head injury due to police abuse, and he eventually died from it while he was still in custody. So, that was the apartheid era in South Africa. 1977. September 12th, 1977. And on this date, September 12th, 1953, we have two big events happening. First off, Nikita Khrushchev was chosen by the Communist Party there as the leader of the Soviet Union, September 12th, 1953. And on that same day, future President John F. Kennedy married Jacqueline Bouvier, Jackie, in Newport, Rhode Island, on September 12th, 1953. Excuse me for a second. We got a emergency vehicle going on my street. Couple emergency vehicles for them, I guess. And so we'll wait for them. What's going on, but there is an emergency kind of vehicle around here, a couple of them. Anyways, continuing with this date in history, our final event this date in history, September 12th, it was September 12th, 1990. when representatives from the United States, the United Kingdom, France, and the Soviet Union signed an agreement giving up all occupation rights in Germany, and this paved the way for German reunification later on, at the end of 1991. But that agreement was signed on September 12, 1990. And that is this date in history, the September 12th edition.
Have you been eating loco weed?
Hope you were taking notes, people. Play the sound.
Sit down, shut up, and take notes.
Anyway, we've got about 24 minutes left here, so, hey guys, don't be dummies. Don't be a big dummy.
You big dummy.
As we hear from Red Fox from Sanford and Son, great show. So don't be a big dummy.
You big dummy.
Call me up at 646-668-8944. 646-668-8944 if you're listening. And talk to me about anything, really. Anything in the world of politics is fair game. And we are on the air here live for another 23 minutes. And there goes another emergency vehicle or something on my street. I don't know what's going on here. Seems they do that a lot. Just Facebooking a couple of people on the whole Facebook messaging. There we go. So, let's get to the next topic, and which would be a little more breaking news. And I think we'll go into a little rant and discussion after the breaking news here. So, let's get to that. A little more breaking, developing news here. Well, yesterday, of course, the 15th anniversary of 9/11, those horrific attacks. And apparently now Congress has passed a bill that would allow victims of 9/11 to sue Saudi Arabia, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And if you don't know, now you know that Saudi Arabia is kind of a lukewarm country with us. Many terrorists make their bases, their home base there. It's a pretty big area for Al-Qaeda and ISIS recruiting. And so, and the whole thing is, Congress passed a bill to allow victims, the families of 9/11, to sue that Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. But Obama, as usual, says he's going to veto that bill. I don't get that. I don't understand why you wouldn't want to help out the victims and the families of 9/11, help them to have closure and, of course, more money. Because some of them are in bad financial straits right now, I hear. And I do not know, I don't know or understand why Obama would veto that, except, I don't know, I really don't know.
Dummy, yeah!
That's kind of a dumb thing to do, in my opinion. Doesn't make sense to me. And So that's a little breaking news from the political, Washington there. Let's go into a little rant and discussion for you. Rant and discussion. And of course, if you want to weigh in on this, the phone number to call is 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944 for the next 18, 19 minutes. And our discussion of the day, this episode, is the whole national anthem and flag controversy in the NFL. Apparently, several NFL players have been protesting the national anthem, saying that, well, we're not going to stand up because we can't stand for a flag that in a country that disrespects blacks and treats them not as equals. Some NFL players have been kneeling or taking a knee during the anthem. And here's my opinion on that. Can you believe these NFL players? I mean, I respect their right to protest. I would say that they definitely have the right to protest. But they're acting like disrespectful little punks, in my opinion. I mean, how many men and women have died so that they can have their little protest? How many wars have we fought in defense of that freedom and the flag and the flag of our indivisible republic, as they say? A lot. Many, many men and a lot of men and women have died. Many. 3,000 on 9/11. And over 3,000, in fact. And so I don't understand how they can be so disrespectful, other than they're acting like little punks. Overpaid punks. Overpaid little punks. But, they're doing that. And last night, in fact, during the, I think it was the Chiefs game or something, one of the Chiefs players, he's like putting his fist in the air, like the whole power thing, people power, putting your fist in the air, and he doesn't really stand for the anthem. And even if you take a knee, hey, that doesn't wash with me. That's not acceptable, in my opinion. And to call out the NFL head coaches a little bit, hey, you guys should make it clear. Either you stand for the anthem or you sit down for the game. If you don't stand for the anthem, don't expect to play during the game. It seems like none of the NFL head coaches have guts to actually take that stance and make that announcement. They're too worried about winning the game. They're too worried about winning a darn football game. And securing their job, apparently. We can't do this because, well, we're too worried about winning the game. We have to win the game. It's only a football game. Of course, you're paid to win football games, but I would rather they stand on principle here. if you don't stand for the national anthem and the flag, they should say, don't expect to play during the game. But they won't do that because nobody has the guts. Too worried about winning the game. So, that's my opinion on that. The whole NFL national anthem controversy. That's my opinion on that. So, if that sound plays.
Let me talk to ya!
Oh, there we go. Anyway, we're almost done tonight. Got about 14 minutes left. And the phone number, of course, 646-668-8900.
Let me talk to ya!
Oh, wow. It hit the sound, and I didn't even hit the sound. Just multitasking, and that doesn't work too well for me. But, hey, some of my politically inclined friends are online right now. Josh, our resident libertarian, was looking for RL later. I mean, earlier. But at the moment, he doesn't look to be on or somewhere. I don't know. But moving right along, people. And the phone number to call, 646-668-8944. If you want to talk to me about anything going on in the world of politics, including this NFL controversy over the national anthem, it's 646-668-8944. For the next 12 minutes, we're on. Okay, next story. Next report here. We talked about Obama vetoing that bill, the Sue Saudi Arabia bill for the 9/11 families. A little bit about the national anthem controversy in the NFL. And we also mentioned what's going on in election polling. Congratulations to Josh in the Connecticut Libertarian Party. As Gary Johnson and William Weld are now on the ballot here in Connecticut and also in most states. But we need to take some more votes from Clinton because she would win in a landslide at the moment. Also talk this date in history. And I think we're going to go into one, maybe two more discussions in the next 11 minutes. Let's talk about the whole, let's do a campus report here. You know, I wish I had all my sounds today, but apparently I don't. But anyway, your free speech on campus report for the week of September 12th, 2016. According to news reports and the Young America Foundation that I keep track of, there's a big lecture series that's going to go on this year, this semester, at DePaul University in Chicago. And it's supposed to be a whole free speech thing. But here's the thing with that. Apparently the speaker list, they're almost all liberals. There's only one conservative speaker on the free speech series speaker list for DePaul University. And so it's totally unbalanced. And that seems to be the usual for American universities right now. Yeah, I mean, we support free speech. For liberals, for Democrats. As soon as you offer a dissenting opinion or say, well, that liberal attitude, that liberal opinion, might not be correct, and here's why. You're insulted, shouted down. Exchanges of ideas between conservatives and liberals are just not welcome. They're non-existent on university campuses. For their part, DePaul, earlier this year, they refused to allow an event by the Young Americans Foundation there featuring conservative speaker Ben Shapiro. They refused to allow that event to take place. And so free speech on the DePaul campus, apparently just for liberals. Sorry, conservatives, you're out of luck. And just a funny thought here on free speech, interesting thought. You know, it's kind of funny. Liberal Democrats preach free speech pretty much until they're blue in the face. But when they talk about free speech, they only support the ideals of free speech. They only support those ideals and speech in general when it advances their own agenda and supports their own ideals. As soon as somebody says, well, I have a differing opinion, I have a conservative opinion on that, like I say, they're shouted down, they're insulted, they're denied access to people and universities and schools and everything. And the liberals resort to violence to suppress those opinions. And that, it totally doesn't make sense to me. Let me see if I can play a sound for that. Yeah, that totally doesn't make sense.
Dummy! Yeah!
Because, in my opinion, there's no gray area for free speech. You either support it, or you oppose it. Your thoughts on that? 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. Or on Facebook, Matt Boland is the name. Just hit me up using Messenger. And so those are my remarks today on the whole free speech thing. And DePaul University in Chicago needs to allow these things. They need to allow conservative events and conservative speakers, featuring conservative speakers, to take place. Otherwise, they're showing they just don't support free speech at all, just for their opinion. And that's the way it is. Okay, we have discussed tonight, Hillary Clinton's health scare going on. Some of the election news, the polling between Clinton, Trump, and Gary Johnson. We congratulated the Libertarians for getting Gary Johnson on the ballot here in Connecticut. Just happened like a week ago. We talked about this date in history. And in the final minutes, and we also just discussed free speech on campus and the whole NFL controversy over the national anthem. In the final minutes, I'm going to talk about some personal news. Well, if you've been listening lately to my music shows and other shows on my internet radio station, Radio Free Connecticut, you know that I'm currently in the process of bringing Radio Free Connecticut to AM radio in the local area. My Radio Free Connecticut would be on 1650 kilohertz in the Bridgeport, Stratford, City Line area. And I'm planning it as a Part 15 radio station, which is approved by the FCC. You do not need a license for that, according to the FCC. And so it would be a Part 15 station, and it would the signal would reach about maybe 1 or 2 miles, 1 or 2 mile signal radius, right near the Bridgeport, Stratford, Connecticut town city line here. I'd be transmitting from right near there on 1650 kilohertz. And I'm hoping to be able to purchase my transmitter and get on the air by the first few days of October. I have a birthday coming up on September 29th. Yeah, people, send those gifts to this address. Care of Radio Free Connecticut. No, I'm just kidding. I'm in my mid-30s. I won't say what age, but that's coming up September 29th. And around then, I hope to order to have my transmitter for the Radio Free Connecticut AM station ordered and possibly delivered that week. So we'll be on 1650 kilohertz. I have a whole schedule up at Radio Free Connecticut on Facebook, my Facebook page for that. I have a schedule and other stuff up there. If you want more news and information on the AM radio station that will possibly, I hope, probably be starting up in the first couple of days of October. Radio Free Connecticut, 1650 kilohertz, right near the Bridgeport, Stratford, Connecticut city line. And in the final 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes of the show, and we'll do this really quick, but another personal bit of news from me. I guess this is my rant of the week, pretty much. Well, I don't know if this is totally accurate, because apparently the GM of the station said there was actually a couple mentions of this, but my rant of the week is about the station I volunteer at, WPKN 89.5 FM in Bridgeport, Connecticut, little community radio station. Now, of course, this community radio station leans a little to the left on the political spectrum, but my whole thing is, I'm a little angry at them right now, because they totally ignored the whole 9/11 anniversary, almost. There was apparently not much of a mention of it, either on air, or their Twitter and Facebook pages. Not much at all. I posted a message on WPKN's Facebook page saying, why was there almost no mention of the 9/11 attacks? Almost nothing at all. And, well, I guess I'm not sure what I'm more upset about, the fact that there wasn't much of a mention, or that my post questioning that was apparently censored by the station. It was totally deleted without any comment from the station. Later, I got a comment from the GM that his response being, we're going a little over, sorry, his response to me was, quote, the whole identity of WPKN is one of, quote, allowing programmers to do as they wish, unquote. We do not tell people they have to embrace holidays, religions, political parties, tragedies, etc. I hope you won't understand that and accept it as it is. Well, I do understand the whole programmers can do as they wish on WPKN. We don't have a playlist or a format. I understand that. I do understand that. But the whole we can't do anything much for the anniversary, sorry, that doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't wash. And if we're still on the air here, which I think we might be, I'm not quite sure. Well, like I said, doesn't make sense.
You big dummy.
It's not common sense to me. It doesn't, I can't understand that.
Have you been eating loco weed?
I mean, the whole thing with me is maybe just a minute or two for a passing reference, or maybe a brief moment of silence. But they didn't even do that. So that's why I'm a little angry at them. It doesn't make sense, and it doesn't wash with me, their response. There's no excuse for that, in my opinion. Show some respect. And so that's the end of the show tonight for this week. Liberty's Voice, September 12th, 2016. And if I can get my outro music here or whatever, I'll hit that. We went a little over tonight, so thank you very much for listening. We'll be back in the
next... If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials
next week or so,
that we want our national policy based on what we know
in
our hearts is morally
right. With another edition of
Liberty's
Voice, as we hear from Ronald Reagan.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Thanks. See ya.
I am the voice of the voiceless.